1 Samuel chapter 18, verses 1 to 4. I want to take another look at the friendship between Jonathan and David. The point I want to make in this discourse is this, that the friendship between these two young men was spiritual. It says here, in verse 1, Jonathan became one in spirit with David, and he loved him as himself. It says in verse 3, he loved him as himself. I don't take these words as just packing, as make weight. I think it indicates what is beneath this friendship, what is at the heart of this friendship. Other versions can have it as kindred, soul, spirit. You've seen that kind of talk. This is the kind of friendship these men have. They're one in soul. They're kindred spirits. They love each other. They love each other as they love themselves. They're one in spirit with each other. Now, this is real friendship. The word knit comes in some versions. Inward spiritual friendship. It's not mere association. It's not mere common interest. It's more than that. It's deeper and richer. We can belong to clubs and societies, gardening clubs, art groups, painting groups, football, ball game groups, or whatever it might be. But here we're talking about real, spiritual companionship, a lasting, deep relationship, a friendship. Isaac Watts, in his hymn, How Pleased and Blessed Was I, speaks about the assemblies of God's people, the temple of the Holy Spirit, the house of God in a spiritual sense. For there my friends and kindred dwell. I've already said in a previous discourse that one of the most debased words is fellowship. It's been reduced to drinking coffee and chit-chat. I think we see more of it here, the real spiritual fellowship. They love one another deeply. They're one in spirit, one in mind, one in heart, one in soul. The word fellowship today is debased. People talk about having a rambler's fellowship, a fellowship of youth. Fellowship is used too easily. Only true spiritual believers can enjoy this kind of fellowship. I see it written in largely across the New Testament, in the New Covenant. Very early in the Acts of the Apostles, Acts chapter 2, 42-47, you get a lovely declaration there of their commonness of spirit, their loyalty, their being glued together. They continued steadfastly, devoted themselves steadfastly to the apostles' teaching, doctrine, fellowship, breaking bread and so on, prayers. That they shared with each other. They loved each other. You see it throughout the letters too, how they shared for the Jewish believers that were in famine and trouble. The mutual care and love that they have for each other. Some of the doctrinal letters speak very highly of this too. I've already, in a previous discourse, quoted Philippians chapter 2, referred to it. The first 11 verses, likeness to Christ, union to Christ. This is the true spiritual fellowship. James 4:4 warns about friendship with the world being hatred towards God. James is, of course, like I am, speaking to believers there. I'm speaking to believers in this matter. It's like Paul in 2 Corinthians 6-7. Separate from the world. We're in the world, but we can't have real fellowship with the world. We can't be knit together with the world. That's enmity with God. Ephesians 4, the first three verses and on, speaks of the union, the unity, the fellowship, the commonness, as it were, the commonality in the assemblies of God's people, the fellowship the union together. In the Lord's Supper is communion. Union is the heart of that word, communion. And one of the condemnations, one of the rebukes for the Corinthian churches is that they did not recognize the Lord's body. And there's strong evidence that means the oneness of God's people, the true spiritual ecclesia. Union, unity, oneness in spirit is a great mark of the new covenant. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, and that you have love one for another. Look how they love one another. I tell you as friends, says Christ, John 15. Greater love has no man. He lays down his life for his friends, John 15 again. Faithful are the words of a friend. Jonathan and David love each other. Jonathan loved David as he loved himself. Love. A friend loves at all times, especially in trouble. A friend is closer than a brother. It's pleasant to have communion with a friend. You can find all this in Proverbs 27, 9 and 12, Proverbs 18, Proverbs 17 and so on. The Bible is full of it. The New Covenant speaks of it very fully indeed. Let me read one or two passages to you. First of all, consider this from Galatians 5. Paul is describing the acts of the flesh, of sin, and he speaks about discord, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy. That's in Galatians 5, 19 to 21. And then he goes straight on. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, and so on. And then he says in verse 26, let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other. And he goes on in the same way. Love, love, love is the fulfillment of the law. This is the glory of the new covenant. In Christ, we can love one another, brother and sister. Let us love one another fervently, out of a pure heart. That's one passage, Galatians 5. We go on into Galatians 6. Take this from Titus. Titus chapter 3. At one time we too were foolish, disobedient and so on, deceived and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. But when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, he saved us and all the rest of it. The world, the characteristic of the world is hatred, malice, envy, hating one another. We're just having an election at the moment as I speak. And of course the parties all want to give the impression that they're all one and united within their party. But we know from their memoirs when they write them, their diaries, we know what hatred, jealousy, this bitterness that goes on, even within cabinets, even within very closely connected people. The world is characterized by envy, hatred, malice. The assemblies of God's people, the children of God, must be characterized by love, spiritual fellowship. We show our colors, as it were, by our friends. Psalm 1, associating, being friendly with, linked with, finding our hope and pleasures with the world is a bad, bad sign. We want to be alive unto God and spiritually minded and prove and know the grace of God in all things. So, my friend, listening to me, who are your true friends? Who are your true companions? Where is this oneness of spirit, oneness of mind, oneness of heart? I remember in my marriage, my wife and I, we seemed to know when it was time to leave a meeting without, or company, without having to say so. We were of one mind. This is a pretty wonderful thing when it happens. This sort of friendship is not ten a penny, but we see it in the life of Jonathan and David. I'm going to close with a hymn by John Newton. Not many people, I think, know this hymn. But John Newton obviously caught the spirit of what I'm trying to say. This is him. Kindred in Christ, for his dear sake, a hearty welcome here receive. May we together now partake the joys which only he can give. To you and us by grace 'tis given to know the Saviour's precious name, and shortly we shall meet in heaven, our hope, our way, our end, the same. May he, by whose kind care we meet, send his good spirit from above, make our communications sweet, and cause our hearts to burn with love. Forgotten be each worldly theme, when Christians see each other thus. We only wish to speak of him who lived and died and reigns for us. We'll talk of all he did and said and suffered for us here below, the path he marked for us to tread, and what he's doing for us now. Thus, as the moments pass away, we'll love and wonder and adore, and hasten on the glorious day when we shall meet to part no more. This friendship between Jonathan and David, it may seem a small point, but it's a precious gift, this, to have a true companion, a true friend. As I say, they're not ten a penny. And to know this friendship, which at its root and heart and bottom is deeply spiritual in Christ, is one of the loveliest things short of heaven. May God grant us to be true friends with believers, and grant us to know true friendship with other believers, and may it all reflect to the glory of Christ day by day.